Senator Elizabeth Warren took to the air on Thursday evening and joined Rachel Maddow on MSNBC for an interview that was part diss of Donald Trump and part endorsement of Hillary Clinton. The progressive senator's support for Clinton was anticipated, a political move saved for after the president's own endorsement earlier that day. When Maddow asked Warren why she held out so long to decide which Democratic candidate to come out in favor for, Warren answered she felt the primaries were an opportunity for Democrats to show what it means to be a Democrat. She credited Bernie Sanders with helping to spark a nationwide conversation, but spoke about him in a tone that suggested he was no longer a part of the race. "I think having a fighter in the lead, a female fighter in the lead, is exactly what this country needs," Warren said. "Nobody says she doesn't know how to throw a punch." Beside the endorsement, there was plenty of rhetoric for Trump. "The Republicans underestimated and underestimated and underestimated Donald Trump, and look where that got them. They kept saying, 'No, no, no, that's not going to happen. We don't have to worry about that,'" Warren said. "Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this country. He is a threat economically to this country, but he is a threat to who we are as a people. There is an ugly side to Donald Trump that we all have to stop and think about what's going on here." Trump, she added, was a small, insecure bully. Warren also denied having discussed being Clinton's vice presidential pick for the candidate. But when Maddow asked her if she could do the job, Warren answered yes. This article posted by Lysandra Villa.